It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. So if you'd like to turn over there, and our study will begin about the seventh chapter, or actually the seventh verse of the chapter 26, and that will continue. Let's go ahead and get into that study. It spoke of Shiloh, where the tabernacle had been set up after a conquest of Canaan. That's in Joshua 18. It was destroyed in 1050 BC by the Philistines. And he says, I will make this house like Shiloh, means that Jerusalem and the temple would be destroyed. When Jeremiah said that Jerusalem, the city of God, would become an object of cursing and the temple would be destroyed, the priests and the false prophets were infuriated. They were so angry that they wanted to kill the prophet of God, which you can imagine that. This is how tuned in these people were to the real Word of God, and this is how tuned in they were in that day and age. And you'll find that it's the same thing going on today. The people are not tuned in to what God is speaking because they're only tuned in to their own little world, and they only tune in to the things that they believe in and that they think is going to happen and they want to happen. And it's called itching ear syndrome. And this is like a zombie effect. You've seen some of these movies about zombies that and it spreads from one to the other and the other and just keeps on going down, you know, and they seem to infect anyone and everyone that they touch. And this is true because what's widely esteemed among men is an abomination unto God. And this widely esteemed thing going on in the world today is the thing that is infected this country and this world. And it's sad, but it has infected many and much of the church. Let's go ahead and get right into our study. I'll make the house like Shiloh. This will be like a curse to all the nations of the earth. The priests and the prophets and all the people, said Jeremiah, speaking these words in the house of the Lord. When Jeremiah finished speaking, all the Lord had commanded him to speak, and you remember, he was instructed to speak every single word. Every word. And the people wanted to kill him. The priests and the prophets and all the people seized him. They grabbed him and said, you must die. And, you know, this is something that has gone on for quite some time. The things that God has instructed his prophets, and then all of a sudden everybody hates the person that's delivering the message. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate without inhabitant? And all the people gathered about Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard these things, they came up from the king's house to the house of the Lord and sat in the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's house. The priests and the prophets spoke to the officials and to all the people, saying, a death sentence for this man. A death sentence for this man. For he has prophesied against this city. It doesn't say that his prophecy was not of God or anything, But he prophesied against the city. And that was a no-no. You can't prophesy things that are bad against us. You can't say things against the city. You know, what do you think you're doing? You know, it doesn't matter if it's God or not. You can't say things that are against the city or against the temple or against the priests. What do you think? Who do you think you are, Jeremiah? You know, they said a death sentence. They wanted a death sentence for this man. Can you imagine that? He has prophesied against this city, as you have heard in your hearing. He prophesied against the city. Who does he think he is? Then Jeremiah spoke to all of the officials and to all of the people, saying, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard." You know, he clarified it. The reason why he prophesied against the city and against the people and against the whole house was because God told him. And it did not matter one way or another whether God sent him or not. It was against those people, and anything against those people was a death sentence. You know, well, just think about it. Anyone that would kill their own kid in a fire would gladly put a death sentence on a prophet of God. And that's exactly what they would do, and that's what they were doing. Anyone that would put their own kid in a fire and kill it as a sacrifice to Baal, you can bank on it, folks. These people would be more than happy to kill Jeremiah, the prophet of God. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what took place. They wanted to kill him because he had some kind of a word from God, and they hated his guts. They hated his guts because it was against them personally. Yeah, they said that priests and all the prophets spoke in verse 11 to the officials and to all the people, saying a death sentence for this man. For he has prophesied against the city. Doesn't matter whether it was from God or not. He still prophesied against the city. As you have heard in your hearing, then Jeremiah spoke to all officials and to all the people, saying, the Lord has sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city, and all the words you have heard. Now, therefore, amend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord, your God. And the Lord will change his mind about the misfortune which he has pronounced against you. Now, this is something that really sticks to me. You know, it's God already given them up several times. But here, God is saying, if they would have mended their ways and their deeds, which he already knew that they were not going to, because why else would he tell Jeremiah not to even pray for him? But if they would have, amend your ways, and God knowing that they're not going to, they're not going to mend their ways, they're not going to change anything, because they were so deep in sin and so deep in their ways that they couldn't get out of it. They couldn't get out of it. It was so, they were so lost in what they were doing. There was no getting out of it. And this is a sad thing, sad situation. Amend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will change his mind about the misfortune which he had pronounced against you. But God already knew it. Jeremiah already knew it, that they were not going to. But as for me, Behold, I am in your hands. Do with me as good and right in your own sight. There is a prophet of God. You want to do something to me, go right ahead. If you want to do it, get her done. And he was not afraid to prophesy regardless of what they were going to do to him. And the sad situation is they were going to kill him. They were going to kill him because he was speaking the word of God. And usually that's what happens. People want to kill somebody that's speaking the word of God. They don't care what the word of God is. They're not going to listen to it. But if it's the truth hurts so badly. Some people. The truth hurts so bad that it cuts to the heart. It cuts to the heart, the truth. That Jeremiah, regardless, says, as for me, I'm in your hands. Do with me as good and right in your own sight. That truth cut to the heart. It cut so much into them that they couldn't hardly stand it. And the thing was that the people couldn't handle the truth. You heard that you can't handle the truth. Well, these people couldn't handle the truth of God. It cut so much into their flesh, into their belief system, that they could not take it, and they couldn't put it in their heart, and they couldn't repent. Because when you cannot repent, you come to a point. Sometimes you come to a point it's impossible to repent. It's impossible to repent because they have gone so far into this death of their children and Baal and serving false gods out in the under the shady trees, and they could not come back, and that's a sad place to be when you cannot come back. It's impossible to come back because you've gone too far and you can't turn around. Don't go that far. Don't go that far. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, forgive us. Cleanse us. Come into our hearts. And let your blood cover over us. Let it be upon us. We receive it. We receive the salvation of God. And we desire to be born again. And we thank you for this wonderful gift of free salvation. We have to take advantage of it, though. And we take advantage of it now in Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. We'll take up this 15th verse tomorrow. And go ahead and write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Let us know you're listening. Go to our website, krciradio.com, and you'll find a place to write us a letter or an email address. Please write to us. Let us know you listen. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen sings, study to show yourself approved. God.